everything we're going to say from now on is going to be pretty much familiar to everybody. I mean, we've already talked about the Messiah and the prukim that Yeshka takes and that he pretends that he's the ultimate one. Now you're going to see a lot of psukim that you'll be like, oh, I know this pasuk. Like, for example, Hey, pasuk Aleph, Hoi, Kol Tzamei Lechu L'mayim, whoa, anybody who's thirsty should go to water. There's a Gemara in Tainus that says the Torah is compared to water. Asher Ein Lo Kesef L'chu Shibru Ve'acholu, anybody who doesn't have any money, right, he can still go and get it, right? You can go and buy and eat something. You can even get wine and milk without any money, without pay. Chazal say that wine, milk, water, everything here is referring to Torah. And that's what the pasuk says, that we're all referring to Torah in some way, shape, or form.
What's the difference between the word milk and water?
See, it doesn't say over there. My suggestion always has been, I'm sure there's a marshal over there in Tainus that I never saw, but my suggestion always was is that water is like the clarity of Torah, that when you go through and you do bikiyas and whatever it is, yayin is when you really get into it, and chalav is when you're doing something and it's muddled, it's murky, and you have to be able to figure it out. But I don't know. I never really understood the difference.
That,
yeah.
That honey would be the sweetest form where you're...
There is no honey. Wait, we don't have honey. Yayin, chalav, and mayim. I think that we have.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, so that's what I would have thought. I would have thought that that milk is like sort of the muddled stuff. Wine is when that's eon, and water is clear. Water is bikiyas, but I'm not so sure. But the point is that we are thirsting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all of mankind is thirsting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Called some Lukulamayim should go to the place where you can be satisfied, that we have the ability to learn Torah now. They eventually will have that Torah, and that's that. They're going to come forward at some time. It's not going to cost any money, meaning everything's going to be free. There's not going to be any expense to go learn. It's going to be free for everybody to be go ahead and go. That's the idea, and it's according to your talent. At that time, you won't need any money because everybody will get whatever they need. Why pay money for no bread? And your hard work without being satiated. Listen to me. Eat the best. And pleasure yourselves with the fattest of the land. Turn your ears and come to me. You will listen. You will let your souls live. I'll make a bris with you forever. With the enduring chesed of David HaMelech, and that's the idea behind it. Don't worry about the false prophets, and that's the idea behind what it is. Right? Why do you have to pay for things, right? You pay your chesed when you're not getting any lechem back, and that's for the false prophets. Don't listen to any of those. Just listen to us and to David HaMelech and Mashiach and those people that are like David HaMelech and Mashiach and nobody else like them. Hein aid le'umim nisativ. Behold, I have made him a witness to the nations, referring to David HaMelech and Mashiach. Nagid u'metzavim le'umim, a prince and a commander to all the peoples. That's what he's going to be. Hein goyelo seida. Behold, you're going to call out to a nation. Goyelo seida tikra. You will call out to a nation that you had no idea. But goyelo di'ucha ilecha yurutu. And all those nations that you never knew about, they're going to run to you. L'mayin Hashem alakechav l'drizo kipe aroch. For all of an aid, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for the Holy One of Israel, kipe aroch, who has glorified you. In other words, all the nations will come running, even the ones that you've never heard of before. Nowadays, I mean, we've all seen where in the world is covered San Diego, so it's hard to know a country that we've never heard of. But I'm sure there was a country out there.
Nations
that you don't know, like
maybe
Mali.
Maybe this already happened.
What?
Maybe this already happened.
No, it can't be.
Why?
The Mashiach has to come for this. I think.
How do we even know the Amazon?
No, we don't.
Yeah,
you're right.
There's so many African
tribes. Yeah, African tribes in the middle of nowhere. Dogon, I just learned about Dogon.
Yeah, last night, I was talking about the dead Rabbi Shimon of Astropole.
Yeah? Oh, really? And it's the Shimon.
Who was it? Somebody. After he had died, he said all these things, and he said all these nevuahs. This rabbi, I forgot it was maybe some sort of forgot who it was. Said all these nevuahs that talk about horrible, horrible things about Gog and Magog. He wasn't sure exactly what it was, but these horrible nevuahs that we see.
Yeah.
He said that because of the death of Rav Shimshon of Astropole, they were all taken away.
Oh, from Tak V'Tat.
Yeah.
That's the famous line. Yeah, the famous one. Tak V'Tat was the Kalmaniki massacres and what was supposed to happen if they would have gone through. But something happened. Rabino Shimshon himself said, when I die, they'll all stop. And they said that afterward. Tak V'Tat was horrible. The Kalmaniki massacres were horrible. But when the Rabino Shimshon died, that's when they supposedly ended. Everything stopped at that point. Mm-hmm. And it could have been worse. It could have been Tak, Tat, and T. You never know what it could have been. But that's what it should have been. Anyway, in Pasuk Dalet over here, it said, we did that Pasuk K. Dear Shuashem B'imatzo K'ru B'iso K'rov, and we all know this one, right? Search out God when He is found. This refers to an individual. This is in Daf Yomi the other day, right? You should search out HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'imatzo when He is found. Individuals. A tzibur can do it in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and Tzibur can do it at any day. But an individual should find God when he is found, and when he is found is the Aseret Tshuva. Kru'uhu, Dios HaKarov. Call out to him when he is close to you. Now obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to everybody. There's no difference between a sinner and a person who does mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to everybody. Nonetheless, there are certain times that are more opportune for people to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things than others. Maybe because Midas HaDin is sholeit, there are certain times that are better than others. One of those is Aseret Tshuva. Yad Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Zav. Rishayim should stay away from their ways. And sinners should stay away from those thoughts. They should do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have mercy. Let Hashem have mercy. And to God, for He will forgive him very, very much so. That's the idea behind him. No matter how much he sinned, and no matter how many bad thoughts he has, he can still come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Okay? In other words, when you have something and a person comes up and admits to his sin or whatever it is, sometimes that makes everything worse. By me, that makes things better. I don't want to say the confessionals are the way to go. That's not really it. But meaning to do vidui in the proper way along with charata and then eventually tshuva completely, right? Kabbalah also not to do it ever again. That's the idea behind it. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. Where you think, if I mention it, maybe it's worse. I'm not going to mention it. We'll see what happens. No, mention it. Say that you did something wrong. I want to hear from you. Do you think you did something wrong? Kikobush my meorets. The heavens are more exalted than the land. King of Durachamidarfechem. Therefore, my ways are different from your ways. That's what it means. God's will be different. That's interesting. Here it's the wrong word. Shama or Shama?
I have Shama.
Shama with a patach?
Two kamatzes, I have.
You have two kamatzes. Do you have a patach? Really?
No.
Oh, no, two commentaries. Shama. Okay, this must be a mistake. I thought it was Shama Lo Yashuv. Like the, when I was a junior in high school, Rabbi Twersky said that he knew this Haftorah. This is what we do on fast days, right? Yeah. Like, on fast days. So he said he knows it by heart. Well, like, why would you know the Haftorahs by heart? He's like, I guarantee you, when you get older, you'll also know the entire laning of Mincha Haftorah Baal Peh. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. He was 100% right. I know the entire thing. It's so funny that we know this. You hear it like once. You don't know it? You will. Just like rain and snow are guaranteed to come from the heavens, and it's not going to go back up. It's going to water the land and give birth to it and make things sprout out. Chazal learned from over here that rain has the effect of birthing the ground. The word rava is as if it say it's impregnating the ground with water. That's what it means, and causing things to grow. In other words, like a baby, and the baby should come out. It gives seed to those who are sowing and bread for those who are eating. So should be my word, says God. That comes out from it will never come back forever. Rather, it will do whatever I desire it to do, and will be matzliach and everything. Says, in other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, whatever He says will automatically happen. If it's for good, it's going to happen in some way, shape, or form. In bad, it can be turned around. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if I want something to grow, then it will grow. Period. Nothing's going to stop me from doing that. Keep it simple, because we will go forth in joy, and in peace you will be brought in. The mountains and the hills will open out, break out in song in front of you, and all the trees of the wood, all the trees of the field are going to clap their hands. It will be completely free and total joy and everything. That's going to be when Bnei Yisrael come back to the land. Instead of the briar, there will be a cypress. Instead of the nettles, there will then grow a myrtle. Right? And then Hashem will be the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever and ever. Everybody will know it will never be cut off. And that, Chazal, obviously, this is the famous drush of Mordechai and Esther will take over for Haman and Vashti. Haman and Vashti is Natutz and Sirpad. Hadas and Barosh is referring to Mordechai and Hadassah, which is Esther. That's the passage that they say is a remnant to both of them in the Torah. So says God, keep Mishpat and do Tzedakah, Krov Yeshua Tzilavo, Tzikos Yigalos. And that way my Yeshua will come close and my Tzikos will be revealed. And this is where Chazal learned in Makos Daf Chav Dalet, right, Chav Gimel on the Beis, that all you have to do is do two mitzvos and that's good enough. Asu Tzedakah, Shimu Mishpat Asu Tzedakah, of course, in the most vague and general.
He's going to get the end of it.
Yeah, the end. Remember it says that you don't have to keep all 13 anymore. You can break it down to 11 and then you can do 7 and that it goes down and down and down and down. But no, when it's this general, you have no idea what it means. Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah. What's Tzedakah?
Mishpat is just Mishpat. Tzedakah is kindness.
But it could be referring to many, many other things as well. You know, it's like it's the general term.
Don't achieve that.
I would assume it's included a Mishpat.
line. No, no, no.
It's not ritual law.
No, you can't say that it just means civil laws. You can say that Mishpatim normally are.
Looking really good right now.
Looking really good.
The non-religious smartens.
Yeah, we have to understand that Gemara also. That Gemara is a very, very strange Gemara, that Gemara Makos. To say that you could whittle it down. At the end of the day, it says Sanik Vimanasu Yichya is the only one. Just read that that's the last one. Just believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's it. Obviously, we don't hold that way. Obviously, we don't. I'm going to say this a third time. Obviously, we don't hold this way.
Somebody believes in Hashem, but is an actual jerk.
I don't know what's going to be in Allah, but I can tell you he's definitely not fulfilling his mission in this world. That's for sure, right? If he has the chance to do mitzvot and he doesn't do them, then he's not fulfilling his mission, regardless of...
Forget everything. Chance of it, no chance of it. He's a jerk. He's a bad person, but he believes in God.
Oh, I don't know. There probably is some reward that this guy's getting at some point. Maybe Arichos Yamin. Maybe he'll have something. Maybe he'll have punishments in this world, so he'll get all out. But who knows? Okay. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't have to worry. I think I know that is. I think it's actually advice and son. Okay, Ashreya Enosh. Ashreya Enosh, Yah says those. Praiseworthy or happy is the man that goes and does Benadim Yachzik Bo, and a person who ends up holding fast to this. Shomer Shabbos Mechalo, he keeps Shabbos rather than profaning it. Shomer Yodim Asos Korah, and then he keeps his hand from doing anything that is evil. He does anything to go around. And here he's talking about Shabbos. It's better to be able to keep Shabbos in any way, shape, or form to be able to do something. And it really, it's because this testifies to the entire history of the world. Everything throughout Tanakh that deals with number 7 is because we're Makdish Shabbos. So if you see that number 7 being repeated over and over and over again, it's because of this. Part of the idea of Be'er Sheva, part of a Shavua, the word Shavua stems from the word Sheva, from the word 7. And that's why they're connected with one another. Be'er Sheva was the Shavua done with the 7 sheep. They're connected to one another. And they're all Shaykh to the number 7 to tell you that keeping Shabbos is so important. Yomar Ben Nechor HaNovel Hashem Lemor, and somebody who's a foreigner who comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not say right, that God has separated me from his people. And a Saris, a person who is infertile, should not say, behold, I am a withered tree. Let no one come out, even a ger, or even a ger toshav, or somebody who is infertile has no ability to give birth to people in this world. They should not say, it's futile. My whole life is futile. I have nothing to do. There's nothing that I'm going to accomplish in this world. No one should ever feel that way. There is still something that you can do and something great that you can make spiritually, even if physically you don't have the same requirements or abilities that other people do. So nobody should ever claim that I can't do anything. That guy maybe, but I can't do anything at all. It's not true. This is what God says to the Saris and the infertile ones that keep my Shabbos, and they choose that which I desire them. They choose to keep my prayers. Then I'll make in my house and in my walls a hand and a name. I'll give them some fame, another type of famousness, even though they don't have that. Right? Which is better than having sons and daughters. I'll give them a good name forever, and will never be cut off whatsoever. If a person chooses in the right way, then that's what's going to be given to them. I assume that this is where Yad Vashem got their name from, right? You'd assume, because it means that even though they weren't able to have children, the people that were killed in the Holocaust, they weren't able to have a future, nonetheless they have a Yad Vashem that's put out there. I would assume that that's the reason why. And that's the pshat behind this pasuk, and that's the idea behind what they were given, even those people that can't have anything else, at least have that. The other foreigners, right, who come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve him, to love the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also love them to be servants of a God. As long as they keep Shabbos rather than profaning him, they keep my bris. The famous line over here is Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, that you're stopping from profaning it. It's not just that you're being Mechalo Shabbos. It's that you have to keep Shabbos in such a way that you're not profaning Shabbos even through your Shmir Shabbos. For example, a guy was saying to me, well, if I sleep all through Shabbos, then what's the big deal? I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not breaking Shabbos, right? If I sleep all through Shabbos. That's the idea. And what I told him was, that's the exact shot behind Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechal Velo. You're not being Mechal Shabbos, but in essence, you're not keeping Shabbos. You have to be Shomer Shabbos Mechal Velo to make sure that you're not profaning it by doing nothing on that day.
I would have thought the exact opposite.
No, what?
Shomer Shabbos, it would have just, if you're supposed, the key is to keep Shabbos, which is like you're saying, just Shomer Shabbos. Why does it say Mechal Velo? Meaning that even if someone is in Chal Shabbos, they could still be, it could still keep Shabbos in a way and still be fulfilling at least the directive of the pasuk here. You're not keeping Shabbos.
I don't see that in the words. Called Shomer Shabbos Mechal Velo. You know what I'm saying? It's Shomer Shabbos.
Word, why had it? Meaning, agreed. Meaning, daf, meaning that he, when somebody profanes Shabbos, we're talking about somebody who profanes Shabbos, daf, galahachi is to profane Shabbos.
No, no, no. I definitely hear you, but that's not in the wording. The word Shomer Shabbos mechal lo means he's Shomer Shabbos keeping it from being profane.
That's it.
Yeah, you have to have an active way of keeping Shabbos.
All inclusive.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. What I'm saying, but I would say, hold on. Okay, but that's not our job right now. But Shmiras Shabbos is usually translated as keeping the laws of Shabbos, meaning not being over on the lavin, as opposed to Zchiras Shabbos, which is always known as doing something which is Kiddush, etc. Here we're trying to say, if you're Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, you're being Shomer Shabbos from allowing it to be profaned. And that's the idea of
sleeping
doing something
through,
to allow it to be.
Technically,
yeah.
Sleeping through Shabbos, you're keeping it from being profane. Because you're not actively
profane. You are, because you're not getting around, you're not doing anything that's wrong, so that's that. But that's what we're saying. Even that, it has to be a Shmir Shabbos where you're actively not profaning it. You're making sure that you're doing the right thing
on
Shabbos.
So he's up for an hour and he's not turning on the lights and he's not...
I mean, obviously, you know, that's not the ikar either. The Ari Kari on
Shabbos.
Wait, I'm not saying that... I want to be clear about this. It's better to sleep through Shabbos than to be Machal of Shabbos. I agree with that. I'm not arguing on that point, okay? I'm just saying that the line is... I forgot where I got this from. Well, 99% positive some of the time in Menachem. I think he says it straight out. But I don't remember where I saw it exactly. But that's the line. We say it in the songs. I don't remember which Zemmer it's in. What is it called? Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos Nechalalo. It's either in Kol Mekadosh Shvi. I don't remember what it is, but that's the idea behind it, and that's it. O Machzikim Bebrit, saying they keep my bris. Baviyozel Arkashi, in the famous line, right? And I will bring them to my holy mountain, and Simachim Vizel, see, and I'll make them happy in my base. Vizel, Olo say, Hem, Vizel, Hem, right? My Olo. Your Olo is in your Zvokim. Lerotel Mizel, you'll be rotten on my Mizel, you base Vizel, you pray the Cholo Amin. My house should be called that as a place of prayer for everybody out there. By the way, I didn't remember, I thought it was going to keep going. In Pazdal, Pazakay, there's a famous Chassidish idea that's brought down. Rav Tzadok brings down the Kuzh, Slavi, Noam, they all bring down this idea that even if a person can't have children, you have the ability to have spiritual children. They ask about Avraham, that Avraham was together with Sarah for years and years and years, and they didn't have any kids. For 80 years they were married, either 20 or 25, according to Chazal, when they got married, or when Avraham got married, so according to the Medrash. So I understand, if they were married for that many years, what happened, says the Chassidim, with all those wasted relations that he had with his wife, was that wasted or not? So the Chassidim say, and you can answer this in many different ways, but the Chassidim say that each time that they were together, b'kedusha b'tara, they caused neshamos to be born that were good neshamos, that went throughout the world and joined up with other nations, so to speak. These neshamos were connected with these other people, and those people that had these neshamos that were created from Avram and Sarah being together in a kadosh way became the nefesh hasharasu b'charan. Those became the people that joined on to Avraham Avinu, became Gerim, etc. It's an unbelievable idea, but that's the idea of how a person in Kedusha can still create children without having physical, real children by being a Kadosh or a Torah person. Whatever, that's the way the Hasidim look at it, that there still is a growth even within kids regarding a person, you know, doing things, even if he can't.
So do they say that for everybody?
Yes.
Student. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Rav Tzadok says, and that's why he says that he goes into Shechaz Alamatala, why it's so bad.
Is everybody in there being more geared than there are natural born Jews?
Well, no, because we have other people that are doing it in a bad way that are causing badness almost to be born into the world. So those are also adding on to people.
Well,
so
we ever the definition of bad,
we can't. We don't.
Intention.
Yeah.
Intention.
I mean, what? Makshava means thinking about somebody else, not his wife.
Taivas. No. Even if you're together with your wife, but you do it out of pure taiva, then that can be an act. Not of evil, right, but that can cause an Ashama to be out there that's filled with taiva.
Can't they just be more simple that they also together at an inappropriate time?
Yeah, inappropriate times could very well be, like during Eid, etc. Yeah. Right, but the line is, listen, we don't understand these things, but the Machshava of taiva, when conceiving a child, has the ability to bring into the child extra taivas that he normally would not have had. That if the taiva was extreme, then the taiva of the child is extreme. So in a way, I guess you could say that, you know, all the psychologists were right. You can't blame your parents. Everything you had is really due there. But it's a Hasidic concept that was created 250 years ago. It's really all the way brought down with the Redemption.
That is kind of like...
And no, because there's... what's the thing that we talked about before? The... spiritual DNA. I forgot what it's called. That thing in Time magazine. No, this I forgot what it is. Remember when we started article? Genomes, something like that. Something genomes.
Genome is the...
Yeah, it's something genomes. It's
genomes.
I'm 99% positive. I don't remember, though. I don't remember. It was in Time Magazine or one of those. Okay, anyway. Pasukas. Nuv Hashem Elokim Mekabitz Nechay Yisrael. Says God, I'm going to gather all the lost ones of Israel. I'm going to gather more into them, aside from those that are gathered. I'm going to bring people to them that they never imagined. Kol Chayso saw that all the animals of the field, they saw you, they will come. La'achol Kol Chayso B'yor. They will devour all the beasts of the forest, and that's when the nations are going to destroy each other, while the Jews will be on their own. Sofav Ivrim Kulam Lo Yada'u. All the watchmen, they are all blind. They do not know anything. Kulam Kulavim Ilmin. Right? They are all like mute dogs, that are not able to bark. Hozim Sheikhvim Oave Lanum. Right? They are ones that lie down. They love sleeping. That's what they end up doing. So Yeshaya is saying that, you know, you guys are a bunch of guys, you're a bunch of lazy nothings, right? You're a bunch of lazy guys. You sit there and you're just continuing your complacent ways without really realizing that this is all about you. You gotta do something. The Klavim that are brazen of the soul, Yodu Saba, they don't know satiation. That refers to the Yitzhahara, the Satan, the Malach of us, and all of those on the side of evil, that they're there. The Hema Roim, Lo Yadu Havin Kulam, right? They shepherd, even though they have no idea what's going on. Ledal Kampanu Ish Levitomi Katseyu, right? Each one goes on their ways, right? To each one of them seeking their own profit. Now, the dogs, literally, over here, you'd assume, in Remez, it's referring to the leaders of all the people out there, but Chazal tells us that that's really referring to the Yetzirah, and you'll see this quite a bit. Klavim Aze Nefesh. We do say it during Askinu Sudasa, right? When we go through, we do mention the Klavim that are Aze Nefesh, that refers to the Sultan. Esayu Eklayayin, they say, come, I will bring wine. V'nisba Sheikhor, let's go get drunk on beer. V'haya Kazay Yom Achor, we'll do this today and tomorrow. Gadol Yasim Oid, it's going to be even to a more greater extent. They get themselves drunk and doled, so they don't have to worry about anything and anything that happens to them. They just go ahead and keep going, doing more and more and more and more without thinking. Yeah.
It was the party on Funk.
The party for, you mean the beginning without the prayers, not our parties. That's for a purpose, right? Hopefully it's for a purpose. You'd hope that it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose.
Yeah,
let's think of the right purpose. Let's assume. What's up? All right, we got some time. Let's go quickly. At tzaddik avad ve'ein ish samalei. When the tzaddik is gone, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the tzaddik out of the world early in order to make sure that he's no longer going to be in this world. Ein ish samalei, nobody pays attention to it. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking him away to make sure he's not there for the evil that's about to happen. But everybody's like, oh man, he must be a Russia if he died early. Right? They don't think of it that way. The Anshe Chesed Nasaf and Be'in Maiden. Saintly ones pass on and nobody understands when they run that Tzadik. It's because of the evil of the Tzadik is gone. They say that all these Tzadikim will die. Remember, it was, I don't remember as a kid, but the people said this in 1986. After the Bava Sali passed away in 1985, I believe, or 84, right? And then there was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I forget who it was. It was a bunch of people all together in 86. What? Was it really?
The
Yoruba. Oh,
the beginning of the
And then later on, in 2001, 2002, there was Rav Gifter, Rav Shach, there was a bunch of them all together. Everybody just, Rav Victor Miller, they were all in one,
who is it?
One shot
it was
together.
Recently, I'm saying.
Rav Nelson Svi, right, and Rav Ham, and I forgot who, you get them all mixed up, you know what I'm saying? But like, within a short time, you saw all these people that passed away, Rav Scheinberg, obviously, Rav Goliashev, you see all these, Rav Adi Yosef, obviously. Alright, but Yavo Shom, Yinu Ha Mishkos, and Lech Nechavu. You don't understand, they went in peace. Right, they rested on their beds, holy Nekoko, and they go in front of them. Right, obviously the world will keep going. All these things will happen in front of them, so that they don't have to see it. That time, Kirbuena, I want you to come close. Bnei Onino, the children of witches, Zeremino Eifatizne, the children of adulterers and zonas. Almitizanagu, and who are you going to have pleasure with? Almitarchivu pet, who are you going to widen your mouth about? Tarichu lashon and open up your tongue. Halo atem yildei pesha zereshekir. Aren't you evil people? Right, children of treachery, right? You should mock yourselves instead of making fun of other people and saying bad things about others. You guys are the mamzerim. You don't realize you mamish are mamzerim. Hanichon ba'ilim, you ba'ilim tachas kol itz ranon. Under all the trees, that the shady trees, in other words, the place where Avodah Zarah was, you console yourselves among the strong ones there. Shokhtei yelodim benacholim, you shack the little children in rivers, tachsiv aslaim, under the rocks. Bechalkena is your sacrifices to whatever it is, right? Bechalkena chalkeich, your portion among the smooth stones. Hey, Nimagor Lake, that's your portion. Gam lohem shafacht nesech. You poured out your wine to them, your libations. At least minchal, eila, and achem. Do you really really think that I'm going to forgive you for any of these things? For all the Avodah Zarah you did and all your garbage and everything you did, how could you? Al Harkavov and Esau on every high mountain. Samt Mishkavech, you put your bed there. Gam Shamalis Lizbalzav, you even went there to Shecht Korbanos, again, to have harlotry, to do your Znus, as well as to bring Korbanos. And then you put your idols and you hid them behind the door and the mezuzahs. Kimiti Galis, that I am revealing everything. Vatali Urchavt Mishkavech, that Tikhuslak Mehem Ohavta, Ohavt Mishkavam Yor Chazis. Okay, so in that, it says the following. It says, you went into bed, you broadened it, you made a pact with them and enjoyed lying with them in visible places. This obviously refers to Zonos and who you're going to be with, and you're willing to go ahead and do anything with all the Zonas or husbands of other people, wives of other people, you're willing to do anything you want. Vata Shui Lamelech, you brought a tribute to the king. Bashemen, do oil. Vatabiru Kochayach, and you give all these medicines, perfumes. Vat Shalchi Tzirayach and Mirachok, you sent your messengers far away. Vat Shvili at Sheol, descending all the way to Sheol. In other words, you went ahead, you brought gifts, and you brought all these presents over to all the other nations and said, hey, help us, help us. We don't have a God anymore. You're going to have to help us. It was ridiculous, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Brot Darkei Hagat, with all your weariness of all your ways, Lo Amart, no. You never said, I'm lost. You found a source of strength and therefore you didn't really suffer. Because you always thought, okay, if I can't get God, I'll depend on somebody else. Who did you fear? And you were afraid that you denied and you didn't remember. You didn't think about me at all. I was silent for a long time. And that was for forever. And that's why you didn't fear me, because I was never involved and because I was silent the whole time, right? And therefore, you didn't think of me whatsoever. I will reveal your righteousness and your actions, but it is not going to help you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that you did a lot of good things, but they were not sincere, your motivations weren't correct, and therefore they aren't considered real tzidkus. So a guy gets up and he says, I daven chakras this morning. You daven chakras this morning? I watched you daven chakras this morning. You barely put on your tefillin. You weren't thinking about it. You have no idea what you said. You came 20 minutes late. You left 10 minutes early. Come on. That you didn't really daven chakras this morning. Now again, okay, but at least I went. Agreed. But I see your tzidkus, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's not worth it to me. You guys are wasting your time pretending to be good when you're not really being good. You're not thinking. And again, I'm not saying it's the same thing as Shabbos. Not saying that. At least you came. That's better than not coming and sitting in bed and being, well, if I'm going to be late, I'm not coming at all. Obviously, that's bad, right? But nonetheless, what Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, I see that you're not sincere, and I know it. It's not for us to judge. Well, maybe as a mashkiach, yeah. But for other people, right, it's that you're not, really not there.
You have to judge.
And jury. Yeah. But I would say just the jury.
As much jury, don't you think potentially you better...
See, what was the line that I saw today? You get married in front of a judge, but the truth is that you'd be in front of a jury. I forgot what the line is exactly. Okay, it was a George Carlin line. I just saw it quoted. Yeah.
But I don't know, but I'm saying as Mashiach, it's probably not necessarily better for a guy to come.
We are not discussing my job right now. Let's go into Hazikib Gimel. When you scream, let them come to save you. Let all those people, Kibbutzayach, all those that you gathered, right? That's cool, Misaruach. They're all going to be carried away by the wind. Right? Yikach Hevel, Nachoisabi. And they're all going to take all their garbage. But someone who's protected by me, somebody who trusts in me, will inherit the land of Yishar Kaji and will inherit my holy mount. Omer, Solu, Solu. He's going to say, pave the way. Panu Derech, move the road. I will clear out the road. Arimu Mechshol Miderech Ami. Bring away the stumbling blocks of my people's way. The people called trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to see that this is what's going to happen. All that are going to say, pave the, allow this person to have a straight path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call my Ram and Isa. This is what Hashem says. Shokhena Vikadosh Shemo. Marm Vikadosh Hashkon. I sit up above as Dako Shemo. Ruach Lachayos, I sit with the humble and with those who are lowered, Lachos Rosh Falim, and I let those, the spirit of the lower, lowly ones, live. Lachos let me claim in the hearts of the lowly and I revive them as well. Ki lola olam arif, I will not fight you forever. Lola netzach hasof, I will not be angry forever. Ki ruach olam anayatov, there will be a spirit that comes from me and enwraps me in a shamasani asisi, because I have created all the souls and I want to bring more into the world and finish it all off and be done with it and be done with all these bad things. Ba'avon bitzoi, for the sin of his greed. Kotzati, I was angry. Ba'akei, when I hit them hostile, I hid my face from the exo and I was angry. But they continued the wayward way of the heart, because obviously there wasn't a way to treat them. Easy, I saw their ways, and I tried to heal them, and I guided them, and I brought them consolation for them and their mourners itself. I've created speech with the lips, saying shalom, shalom, that it should be peace, peace, for those who are far away from me and for those who are close to me, and they shall be healed. They will be healed at some point. But the Yerushalayim are like the stormy sea, Kiyashket lo Yehol, there's no ability for them to be quiet and tranquil and rest. And the waters sweep along all the mire, all the mud, all the disgusting stuff. Right? They take along all the evil with it. For those that are wicked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no ability to give them tshuva because they don't want to do tshuva. And because they don't do tshuva, there's nothing else that I can give for them. How long is... I think we're going to have to stop with this. It's just too long. All right. We'll stop with this right now. We'll go to Perek Minchas.